Kansas has seen explosive growth in early ballot requests as the state nears the fall election. Stephen Caranda of the Kansas News Service has more on what could be record-breaking turnout during a pandemic.
We can accept any government-issued ID from any state or territory.
In Lawrence, nine people are learning about working the polls before the November 3rd election. Because of the coronavirus, things like checking photo IDs will be different this year.
They're going to handle their ID, so don't touch it because you're going to have the screen between you. They can hold it up.
This training is in what used to be a Sears store, but now it's full of voting booths. In the training is 28-year-old Casey Carlisle, who wanted to step up and help this year.
You know, COVID-19 is such a big concern. I wanted to make sure that as someone who's a little bit younger, like the repercussions of getting sick wouldn't be as bad. I could be here to support anybody who felt that they might be immunocompromised and needed to stay home this year.
Douglas County Clerk Jamie Hsu estimates there will be nearly three times as many mail-in ballots requested this year compared to an average election. And it's not just people voting early. The most voters ever in Douglas County was 54,000 in 2008.
But the fact that we have people who are voting that haven't voted for a couple decades tells me that I think that 54,000 number, we're going to top that as far as turnout for this election.
Statewide, about three times as many early ballots have been mailed this year compared to the last presidential election. Hsu says there's been a big uptick in people requesting to work this election, a phenomenon seen in many areas after an effort across Kansas to recruit workers. For some voters, polling places might have moved this year. In places like Wichita, major arenas will be serving as mega early voting sites. In Leavenworth County, on the Missouri border, Clerk Janet Klesinski had to find some new voting places because she could no longer use schools.
I also moved it from a church that has a preschool in it, and I also moved it for the same reasons, safety of the staff and students.
The Kansas Secretary of State's office is spending up to $4.6 million in federal money to help polling places across the state prepare for voting during the coronavirus. $1 million went to protective equipment for the polls, more than $350,000 went to ballot drop boxes, and $2.6 million will help counties pay for additional costs this election. Secretary of State Scott Schwab says with all the protections in place, be ready to see long lines on election day, but that does not mean you'll have to wait long.
But if you come up to a polling place and it looks like the line's out the door, don't be discouraged. It's just because we don't want to compact people into a building. Just go ahead, get in line. It's moving quickly.
Counties will have more secure drop boxes this year for early ballots, but you'll need to contact your county to find out where. For security reasons, the state will not create a central database of drop boxes. If you have to mail the ballots, Schwab says be sure to give it enough time to arrive within 3 days after the election.
1,500 ballots didn't get counted in the primary. Now, out of 300 and over 350,000, that's a very low percentage. But it's still 1,500 votes that weren't counted because they didn't show up on time.
Back in Douglas County, Clerk Jamie Hsu is glad he has 300 more people asking to work the polls this year than he needs. But he's urging all those people to remember that counties struggle to find poll workers in non-presidential elections.
We are saying, don't forget us next year or the year after. I see this as an opportunity to kind of get those people excited about working and maybe really help us for the next few cycles.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda in Lawrence.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.